Number 10, miscellaneous staff report. Maybe you start with Tim.
A couple of quick items. Wellington, our client service contact, Claudia Muller, is leaving the firm to be replaced by Charles Roosh. I met Charles. He's a long-term employee of Wellington. We don't anticipate any change in the relationship as a result of that. We have a copy of the RV Coon report from Sackers County, the survey of Sackers County. It was not presented at Sackers, so if any trustees need a copy of that and haven't tracked it down elsewhere, you can see me for that. A quick preview is we continue to rank very well relative to our peers, and we're the top performing Sackers County over the past decade. So we'll take the wins where we can get them.
Any reason why that was not reported?
I'm not sure why it was not presented at Sackers.
That's normally a highlight.
I realized that in retrospect that it hadn't been distributed or reported, so I figured I would bring it up, and if trustees want a copy of the report, maybe I'll just send out a blast email to everybody.
Could you?
Perfect. Should.
And then just a quick preview on what staff is underwriting for future funds that we're going to be bringing back to the board in all likelihood over the next couple of months. Right now, we are in the final stages of taking a look at an Credit Opportunities Fund, looking to take advantage of some of the distress in the energy sector, specifically in the bonds surrounding that. And we think we found a structure with Angela Gordon that makes sense relative to how the market is developing at this point in time. We're looking at having them come in on the second June meeting. We're also taking a look at a new structure with Common Fund to gain access to the private real assets, similar to what we have with Common Fund 9, but in a little bit different legal structure that we think has better economic alignment with our long-term interest. And it looks like Aether will be coming back to market with their next real asset fund sometime around the end of the year. So just a quick preview of what staff is up.
Tim, on the energy, is that primarily oil, shale, drillers, debt?
Primarily today. There's a couple of gas and oil. It's a broader opportunity set. The specific trades they're putting out right now would be in the shale.
Yes. Okay.
I was at a conference in the CIO, I think it was like South Dakota, she was in charge of those schools for the state, was just saying they had so much money and they're just doing great, and I can imagine months later they must be really hurting.
Their permanent fund is no longer growing.
Yeah.
Shrinking.
Okay. Kurt?
Yes, the accounting department has completed our CAFR, the plan's comprehensive annual financial report is with our auditor now. Our auditor for their final sign off, and it should be presented to the board at the second meeting in June. All of our year-end financials are done. They're with the actuary, so they can complete the valuation, which we also expect in late June or early July.
Okay. Christina?
We issued an RFP for payroll at HRIS and timekeeping services, and we will be meeting with the vendors that submitted proposals on Monday. We're also planning an Excel training for staff that need an intermediate Excel, and we're doing 2 days of that starting on Monday as well.
Good.
How many proposals did you get?
Two.
Okay. Karen?
I have to report today.
Gail?
Just a few things. One, we are redoing our website, as you know, and we're taking the board photos this morning and also prior to the next board meeting as well. It's a good time to maybe take a look at your bios and see if you want to make any updates or any current information that needs to be added to those. The 2015 law books are available. Previously, Cicera internal staff had compiled a law book that had Searle and PEPRA and other statutes that applied to Cicera specifically. Going forward, we're using, it's prepared by Lacera and it's available through Sackers. It's a law book for 37 Act plans. and we order hard copies for staff, and if board members are interested in receiving a hard copy, please let me know.
PDF.
Okay.
It is available online in PDF format.
Perfect. Okay. Is that off the Lucera site or where?
It will be on our website. Currently, it's on Lucera's website, SACR's website, and some other systems' website. We can send you a link.
Yeah, okay. We'll send a link to everyone.
Then I don't need a hard copy. The link is fine for me.
And let's see. We're having CPAS on site the week of June 8th to meet with IT as well as the accounting area to do some additional work there. So Sarah's employee family picnic is on June 6th. There's a few board members that will be attending. Thank you very much for your participation. The RSVPs have been collected, and it looks like almost all of our staff and their families will be attending, so we're very excited about that. There's a lot of volunteers of different activities, so I think it's going to be a fun event for us. That's all I had.
Yeah, I have a 60th anniversary. Not mine, of course.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
to go to it's a big deal.
Is that possible? Else,
yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. One other item I neglected to put under my staff comments. Just for a matter of the public record, Cesare is currently exploring the sale of the Willis office building.
Great. Got it.
Thank you. Okay, outside professionals, I think we don't have any in attendance, so trustee comments. Gabe?
For the SACRs, my one responsibility is going to be the program. It's for November, so any ideas would be good. I'm trying to get away from some things, like I think the bankruptcy stuff, I think we've done enough with that. And sort of I felt like we focused on negative because there are thousands of cities and counties that are not going bankrupt, yet it seems to all be emphasis on the few that are. And I also think we've done some things like ESG. They're great, but I think we've overdone it. So I'm looking for new and exciting ideas, or anybody wants to speak or anything like that. Any people you have friends that are maybe a good speaker, just let me know. That's it.
Debbie?
So just did some traveling in May. Was at the Sigler Guff conference where they reviewed basically the fund's performance and had some good speakers. We did actually get private time with to review our own particular investments. Always fascinating to listen to their individual detailed stories of the opportunity or opportunistic investments that they take on, and typically are businesses that they, long-time family-owned businesses that they will take at one place and turn them into something else. So that went well. They continue to outperform the benchmark, and then went on to the NCPERS conference. Lots of very interesting information there, and I would say, Gabe, were you there?
Yes.
You were there. I mean, I would say SACR should be following some of the model of some of the things.
Did you do TEDS again?
I did not do TEDS.
Did you do TEDS?
I did, yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
Candace, your first NCPERS conference that you go to, I would recommend you do TEDS. It's a two-day, previous to the conference, it's 2 days educational, and it's an experiential educational program, and it's really, really good.
Do I have to dress up or something? Or
no. If you're good with this thing, you'll be a hit.
There we go.
I
can fill you in on that.
I appreciate that, Debbie.
Some of the overall themes of NCPERS I thought were interesting. They're really starting to talk a lot about global investing now, which I think we did hear some of that at the beginning of today's presentation, that the opportunities in going forward seem to be more in other countries. They're talking much more about emerging markets. Let's see, they did a presentation on alternatives, and NCPERS and JP Morgan teamed up to do a study on alternative investments. It's titled Striking the Balance Between Growth Tomorrow and Liquidity Today, which I thought was a very good topic. So I actually picked up an extra one that you can keep here in the library if you want that, or anyone else wants it. They did a lot of survey stuff, Washington update, tax reform. The overall theme was the president and Congress can't come together on this, nothing will happen. And the reason tax reform is being followed is because of the tax deferral of pension and retirement plans. So it's a common theme at this conference that they talk about. I thought the most, they did talk about currency exposure, a whole session on really watching currency exposure going forward. I think that's a topic that maybe, Tim, in the future, we could, you know, when we do another investment panel, if we get to that point, that we could have someone actually do something on that, and that would be good for SACRS, I think, as well. And then they ended the conference with an interesting code, a 10-point code of conduct that NCPERS is going to be communicating down to pension boards. And this is a code of conduct that they've put a whole program together, written a code that they are going to be asking individual pension boards to adopt regarding our vendors. So who are our vendors? Our vendors are the investment managers, the consultants, the attorneys, and the actuaries. And essentially, the code of conduct is rather straightforward until you get to points 9 and 10. And in points 9 and 10, the code of conduct, actually point 10, is that the code of conduct will contain an exhibit which will contain a list of vendors who NCPERS believes have contributed to initiatives that perhaps would undermine, there's a word that they use, would undermine defined benefit pension plans, right? And so, I mean, I kind of term that the blacklist. NCPERS is going to develop and monitor a blacklist mm-hmm. of investment managers, consultants, and other vendors that they are going to continuously report to the pension plans that adopt this code of conduct, and there will be a disclosure requirement for us to disclose any of these vendors that we use. And actually, the disclosure requirement will also be for any of these vendors to disclose. So if you have a consultant or an investment manager and they're investing in some other investment manager that has contributed to something like a pension reform in a city, pension reform initiative, and it says both political and charitable organizations. So if any of these investment managers are giving to any political or charitable organizations that have then worked on behalf of any kind of pension reform issues, then those have to be disclosed. Those contributions will have to be disclosed by those vendors.
NCPERS is going to be looking at a cause of action for restraint of trade.
I don't see that one going anywhere, actually. But
that, well, they adopted it, and they're going to be trying to, I'm just saying, right, it's going to come to us, and they're going to ask us to look at this code of conduct, just like, you know, eventually they're also going to be coming to us with ESG, with PRI, signing on to the PRI and you know, ESG investing. So
this is akin to the Nixon enemies list is what it seems like.
It would seem that, yeah.
Or bankers redlining.
And so is there going to be a Watergate at the end of it?
Undoubtedly.
Anyway, so then I went to SACRS and had fun at SACRS, and I think we all know what went on there. So,
yeah. I would like somewhat of an in-depth discussion on what happened during the nominating and what went on, because I wasn't there, and there was a lot of stuff going on.
I don't think we should do that.
Yeah, I'll do it off the record. One thing that did happen that was really huge is that we did go bowling one night, and Kurt got 4 strikes in a row.
Ooh, wow.
Total of 5 Woo-hoo. Strokes in that one game.
Who knew so. Kurt could bowl?
Who did that?
I know.
Whoa.
We won.
And we won.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations.
Secret talent.
So now we got a bowling champion, and Vicky is our bocce champion. So we got bowling and bowling. Bowling and bowling.
You're on a roll today, Jerry.
Jerry,
I shouldn't be here today.
Make a job.
Never mind. I give up. I'm probably turning redder than can red to be.
What does leather taste like?
Huh? Yeah.
Any other trustee comments? Probably a good time to adjourn.
10 minutes.
You got somebody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chairman, just want to mention that Paladin's annual conference will be in September.
Okay.
So we'll find a date that will work well with you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Can we adjourn?
I hear a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Oh, can I say that without falling over my feet?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
Aye.